If you feel uncomfortable about expressing your faith, let's discuss this with my first two guests on the programme today. Christina Summers is a former Brighton Green Party councillor. She was expelled as a councillor from the Green Party in 2012 after a row over their respective views on gay marriage. She's now an independent councillor for Hollingdean and Stanmer. And Stephen Evans is from Sutton. He's from the National Secular Society. Stephen Evans, Christina Summers, morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Christina, so your view on this, first of all, and whether people feel uncomfortable expressing their faith in public.
Well, obviously, I don't profess to be able to speak on behalf of everyone, but for sure, my own experience and in many conversations, there is definitely a growing sense of reticence, particularly for Christians to be able to express their views.
Is that how you describe? Would you describe yourself as a Christian?
I am, absolutely, yes, yeah.
Okay. And, sure. and so give me an example of, well, first of all, talk about that incident where you had something to say about gay marriage and the party you represented weren't happy with that.
Well, that was in the context, of course, as a city councillor, so it was very much in the public space, and I think that's particularly relevant because it is in the public space in particular where there feels a lot of pressure on Christians in particular to keep quiet about their faith, and it's, you know, it should be something that's private. But I think everybody probably knows what had happened then, but it was really just the months working up towards David Cameron bringing in same-sex marriage, and rather unexpectedly the Labour Party in Brighton wanted to put a notice of motion to get Brighton to write to David Cameron and say, we're right behind you. I did let my colleagues know and the Green group that, listen, I can't actually support this, but I'll make it very clear that's my view and not the party's view. But unfortunately, they just were not happy, or some of them were not happy, that I should even hold a view against same-sex marriage. But they didn't even discuss the reasons why. I think that's the problem, really.
And so how did you feel about that? Something that you believe in that others kind of overlooked and say, well, actually, no, it's not your right to believe that. We can't agree with you. I mean, it's okay for people to have differing opinions, isn't it? So surely yours is as valid as anybody else's.
Well, one would have hoped so, and that's in all sorts of contexts. I think in this particular case, these were my colleagues with whom I had a very good relationship. So I find, you know, particularly in the political world, that, you know, when you push ideology so high up that it, overshadows relationship, then we have a problem. And that's what I'm finding is happening now, that in all sorts of contexts, whether it's at school or, you know, in an environment with which you have established relationships, yet those relationships can just suddenly fall apart because somebody has a particular, I think, prejudice or has labelled, say, a Christian in a certain way, and that's the end of the relationship, and that seems to be a great shame.
Could you give, I mean, outside of politics, which maybe sometimes isn't a great representation of everyday life, give me an everyday life circumstance in which your faith has been called into question or you felt uncomfortable about speaking it or displaying it.
I have to say, because I still am a councillor, of course, that means I'm still very active in the public square. I personally don't allow myself to be intimidated, to be honest, but I think, you know, generally people do. I personally don't, because I'm very aware of this situation, and of course I've already experienced a backlash in that area. So for me, it's not a personal problem, but in principle, I'm very concerned about it, and, you know, I'm very active in it. And of course, I took part in this Equalities and Human Rights Commission, public work here.
Would it be fair to say, with this Equality and Human Rights Commission work, that it was a self-selecting group? Because it wasn't that them going to people and forming a representative group across ages, religions, sex, whatever. This was self-selecting, so you were asked to contribute, were you? People were invited to contribute.
Yes, that's right. That's right. But I have to say, nevertheless, that I'm really quite encouraged by the response, because in general, my experience has been that Christians haven't tended to engage in things like this. So for there to have been such a high level of engagement this time, I think would be symptomatic of how Christians are generally feeling now.
Okay.
unusual for them to respond so loudly.
Christina, Stephen Evans from the National Secular Society. Do join the conversation here, Stephen. Tell me what you make of Christina's situation then, the things she's described to us.
Well, I certainly don't know the facts surrounding her case, so I can't really comment on that. But in regards to this survey, I think it was interesting that there was a clear group of respondents who said that the focus on equality meant that Christianity has lost its status. And we've heard of, there's been many well-publicised grievances from Christians who want their beliefs to actually have the greatest importance in society and to take precedence over other considerations. And I think that's the problem here. Society has changed. We're no longer a Christian nation. We're no longer a Christian country. And they don't have, their views aren't viewed as superior. So they're being treated the same as everybody else. And I think that's where the problem is. But I don't actually recognize it as being a big problem. I've been involved in some of the workshops leading up to this consultation. And I think there is actually a broad consensus that equality laws are working well. There may be a few problems around the edges, but by and large, we've got a good equality framework. People's religion and beliefs are being accommodated as far as possible, as far as reasonable in the workplace. And competing rights are being balanced fairly. And I think Britain is actually a much fairer and much better place for our equality laws. And I don't think we should be watering them down.
But it's no longer a Christian country, you say. Christina Summers, come back on that.
Well, it would appear not to be recognised as one. And in actual fact, if we see how the laws are being enacted now, I would say that the UK is by far the most liberal country in Europe. You know, I know that there are many, many, many cases now, increasing cases of Christians either losing their job or being suspended. Many, many cases of those. And a number of those have fallen in our own courts, our own Supreme Court, and have had to go to Europe to get a fair hearing. Because Europe, they're still recognising what constitutes, Christian belief.
Okay, the problem with that line is it's completely false. All the UK cases that have come before UK courts, they've been brought by Christian lobby groups who are trying to create a narrative of Christians being persecuted in the UK. When the courts have looked at the facts, they've
not
thrown
the
them out.
Not creation of a narrative.
They have also
facts on the ground. Steve.
Yes, they have taken them to the European Court of Human Rights, and again, all but one of them have been dismissed. So both UK courts and the European courts are upholding equality and human rights of everybody. What they're not doing is saying, look, Christians should take precedence, the views of Christians should take precedence. And it's really important that we don't undermine our equality laws just because a few Christians, and I think there are just a few, only a few thousand respondents, here. They're noisy, and they've got the backing of the Daily Telegraph and the Daily Mail, and even the BBC at times, I'm afraid. But just because a small number of Christians think their religion has lost status, we shouldn't be watering down our equality laws just because some people want to treat gay people as second-class citizens.
I think you're doing that thing, you're projecting, because that exactly the truth is exactly the reverse of that.
What's the truth?
The gay lobby is very, very, very loud and very intimidating. But it doesn't represent a huge majority by any means, not at all.
And but what the gay lobby
Christians
want...
genuinely feel intimidated and unable to come into public office because they feel that they're not allowed to be informed by their Christian principles.
The idea that Christians can't be in public office is ridiculous. David Cameron is a Christian.
Well, you might think
Eric
so,
Nichols
but
is a Christian.
I know Christians who won't step into public office simply because they don't feel that they'll be able to live out their Christian principles if they join a party.
Perhaps even better reason to join up then.
Steve, I'm an example of that. I was no longer welcome in the Green Party or the Green Group of Councillors simply because I said, listen, I can't agree with same-sex marriage. There's nothing new to this. That's an orthodox Christian position to take. Was everyone surprised by that?
The Green Party have long supported the equality and human rights agenda, and so it's reasonable that they ask people who are their members to support their policies. And if you don't support their policies, if you don't support equality for gay people, then maybe the Green Party isn't the place for you.
That's nothing to do with equality for gay people. I was just against the redefinition of marriage. That's quite a different thing. quite a different thing.
Not really. It's about giving gay people the same rights as everybody else has to get married.
No, civil partnerships. I said quite clearly that I had nothing against civil partnerships.
Okay, as there's a pause, as there's a lull in the conversation, I'll jump in at this point and widen it away from the Christian faith, perhaps. We've spoken quite a lot about recently about how Jewish people are feeling about racism against their religion. So give us a view on that. Do you think, I mean, who's the more persecuted here, people of Jewish faith or Christians?
Well, I actually don't think anyone is particularly persecuted in the UK. As I say, I think we have a very good framework of equality and human rights. Cases, where people are harassed or discriminated, they have legal recourse, and which some people are taking. Some people are losing their cases because when the facts are laid out bare, it seems that they haven't really got a grievance, and what they were dismissed for is gross misconduct. And organisations have a complete right to pursue an equality and diversity policy where they give equal respect and dignity to everyone who works for them. And if Christians or any people of any other faith have a problem with that policy, then maybe that's not the best place for them to be working.
Well, that's hardly equal, is it? It's hardly equality of opportunity. That's not the best place to work. I disagree. I think you're putting much too much weight on the validity of the judiciary here in the UK. I mean, even as we speak now, up in Taunton, there is a street preacher who now is coming before the courts because in his preaching on the street, he offended a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there is no evidence has been produced so far. You've just had testimony mm-hmm. from people saying, oh, I didn't like what he said, but they haven't actually given any evidence or quoted anything he said that has been offensive.
And Stephen, the secularist you were going to tell us about is who?
Sorry,
Stephen was going to say about a secularist who did what?
No, I'm just saying, as a secularist and the National Secular Society have been very keen to get rid of these laws that actually prevent freedom of expression and freedom of speech. As long as no one is being actually harassed, then the street preacher should be absolutely at liberty to say whatever they want on the street.
I'm glad you agree with that.
Absolutely.
And the courts don't do that.
Courts, by and large, do. And actually, Section 5 of the Public Order Act has been repealed as a result of our lobbying with Christian organizations working together to make sure that as long as people aren't being harassed, people have the right to say whatever they want. And Christians have as much right as anybody else in this country to say whatever they want. There are certain circumstances where their right to manifest their beliefs, i.e. to discriminate against gay people, might be restricted. But that's not the same as saying Christians are being persecuted or discriminated against. They're just being treated the same as everybody else.
Danny, can I just clarify one thing that is absolutely crucial?
Yes.
Steve has used the word persecuted many times. And, you know, even within the Christian community, those of us who, you know, have spoken out about these problems have sort of been vilified for using the word persecution. But listen here, you don't live in a free country and then wake up one morning and suddenly you find yourself being persecuted. It starts with marginalization. And I can absolutely assure you that there are many, many Christians now who are feeling marginalized.
I think the key word there is feeling. And that's because for a long time, Christianity has had a special status in the UK. And I admit, it is losing that special status. We're now a country of many faiths, where a majority of people possibly now are non-religious. And so it's right that we have a fair, secular democracy in which everyone's rights and human rights are given equal bearing.
Okay, so how do we stop? Okay, just finally, before we wrap up. So finally, how do we stop people of any faith feeling marginalised? And if it's a feeling, that's very tangible to the individual, isn't it? And so whatever faith you are, if you feel marginalised, how as a society do we prevent people from feeling like that? Stephen Evans, go first on that.
Well, I think we all need to try and be as civil as possible. We need to make sure that where there are genuine demands or genuine requests from people for their beliefs to be accommodated in the workplace, where they can be accommodated, they should be. But what we shouldn't do is undermine equality laws that undermine human dignity of people. So that's what we shouldn't do. So people have an absolute right to their beliefs, but everyone, I'm afraid, has to recognize that there will sometimes be limitations to the way in which they can manifest their belief when operating in the public sphere.
And as long as those limitations are equally distributed, that's all right.
Absolutely.
Okay, Stephen, thank you very much. And Christina Summers, just tell me how we stop people feeling marginalised about their religion.
Well, first of all, I agree that freedom, even freedom, has to have some boundaries and some limitations. And, you know, it's not all always down to feeling. I said that simply because it's something that stops people moving forward if they feel intimidated in any way. Look, I think that we have a labyrinth of laws now that are so confusing that actually I personally don't see how we can unravel this, to be honest. And I think in the end, a lot of it is down to relationship. It always comes down to relationship and very much wanting to, you know, extend courtesy and respect to one another. And, you know, where there are a clash of beliefs, you know, you have to compromise. You have to understand that we're not all out to get at each other, but we must have freedom to express, surely.
Christina Summers, thank you very much. Independent Councillor for Hollingdean and Stanmer, and Stephen Evans from Sutton from the National Secular Society.